an ongoing process. Clarifying what you want and taking the steps to make it happen is an ongoing process, not a single event that will happen immediately. This book does not offer a quick fix approach. Instead, it teaches concepts and provides tools to help you continually refine and nurture your marriage. Those who wish to get the greatest return on their investment may find themselves referring to the book frequently during the course of their marriage, rather than simply reading it once. Whenever we learn vital principles about any topic we consider important, it sometimes helps to periodically remind ourselves of the essentials about such principles. You may be part of a relationship wherein you have learned many of these practices, but your partner has not. Even if only one of you is willing to learn and apply the principles still can have a real impact on your relationship. However, to gain the maximum benefit from this book, we recommend that you do the following. 1. Read the book together. 2. Discuss the ideas together. 3. Set application goals together. 4. Evaluate your progress together. Our commitment is to ensure that you're not only aware of the essential knowledge, but also have a practical way to apply it frequently. This way, it can make a real difference in your marriage. In order to make the now what component easier, we've provided a simple tool to help you establish and follow through with weekly goals related to the six practices. It's called the KISS Marriage Maker. In some ways, this resource is even more important than the book, because it will help you take proven practical ideas off the pages, through your mind, and into your life. For this reason, even scanners may want to do a quick read of Appendix A, which explains this simple tool. I've gained some interesting insights by observing individuals who work out in health clubs and the personal trainers who help them. See if you recognize the significant parallels with marriage relationships. Of the dozens of people in a gym working out at any given time, each individual has his or her own personal fitness goals. Some are trying to lose weight. Some want to increase their cardiovascular endurance or their strength. And others want to tone and firm up or simply maintain their fitness level. Each individual is at a different place in his or her own progress relative to personal fitness goals. Some have just started, and others have been at it for years. These people approach their programs differently with respect to the intensity, how hard they work at it, and regularity, how frequently they exercise. Patrons can use different machines and workout exercises depending on their specific fitness objectives. Each has his or her own reason for being there, personal objectives, and degree of involvement in this aspect of self-improvement. The reality is, even the most dedicated fitness buffs have interruptions and setbacks along the way toward their goals. That's life. An individual who may have planned a daily workout of 1 hour may have to modify his involvement during a busy week and might be lucky if he can squeeze in a couple of 20-minute sessions on the treadmill. At these fitness clubs, the overall climate is generally one of mutual respect and supportiveness among the patrons. All recognize that every person at the club is at some level of fitness. Some are exceptionally fit, and others, like me, need a lot of work to get into shape. Rather than judging others, comparing or competing, most are likely to offer encouragement to any person who's making an effort to improve. Those who have just begun the process are especially supported and encouraged. Consider this analogy as you work on improving your own marriage fitness. Remember these 2 points. A, your relationship will benefit greatly as you work on it regularly. This book will show you how to do this. And be patient with yourself and your mate. All couples striving to make their marriage better deserve all the support they can get.
Every marriage has its relative weaknesses and strengths. For example, some couples might do a great job of sharing mutual interests and experiences, but don't feel very close to each other. Others may have a great sex life, but don't treat each other as real friends. Still other partners treat one another kindly, but have never learned to confront their challenges constructively or to resolve their differences effectively. The emphasis you give each practice is, of course, completely up to you as a couple. To enjoy the journey, determine how you want your relationship to be, and then proceed down that highway together. In today's troubled times, we applaud all who have the courage to be on the highway of marriage at all. For those who are afraid, skeptical, or hesitant to get on the trail, we encourage you to take the first step, and then learn how to make progress one step at a time. For all current and potential travelers who want to achieve success and happiness as you travel along your own unique path, we invite you to use both A, the Enjoy the Journey Along Your Marriage Highway, a relationship handbook, and B, the KISS Marriage Maker, an easy, convenient application tool. Used together, these resources form an effective combination, your transformational resources. Our sincere hope is that these resources help you enjoy the journey together. We wish both of you much joy in this lifelong process of developing the kind of satisfying, enduring, and thriving marriage your relationship was meant to be.